Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And you know, I had a chance this weekend to watch a program with my boys, guys, that, you know, I sat there, and I think it's Animal Planet. I really don't know the network or what it was played on, but the name of the program was called Epic Pools. Have you guys seen this program before?
Epic.
Epic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when they say epic, Steve, they mean epic. We're watching this program, and apparently there are people around the country, United States, that invest, I guess, you know, a lot of resources and funds and monies and creativity and time and earth and all kinds of material to create these Wonderland resorts, I guess, in their backyard.
Really?
I mean, if you have imagination, I mean, there's some folks, they don't lack resources. They lack imagination. I mean, if they just have more imagination, they have the money. They just keep building and keep, you know.
Right.
But I mean, they I saw homes where they didn't have land. There was a hill, so they brought tons of dirt over and created something. I saw where one home, they wanted waterfront access, but they're on top of a mountain. So the only way to get down to the mountain, I mean, you know, they wanted to get into the water, was to build a tram system that went from their top of their house all the way into the water so that they can access the water. It's only $1 million to do that. And took divers to go, you know, 40 feet under the water to actually install the tracks. But, I mean, they got it done. And, you know, I'm thinking, wow. One house had $100,000 just for the water slide in their pool. $100,000. I mean, they had pool systems that were $3 million. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at this stuff and I go, oh, my goodness. Is that Disney or is that a house? What is that? What is that, you know? And it was just amazing. This one woman had a shell that was put into her in-ground pool that had that it was like it's half shell thing, right? And you swim from the in-ground pool that's in a house.
In the house.
In the house. The in-ground pool in the house. And it has a glass sliding door that you swim underground to go exit to the outside of the pool. The issue is that the shell-looking thing that was like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, mini roof? It wasn't that big, maybe 6 foot wide. That was $1 million. I mean, and it's...
Not the pool. Just the shell.
Yeah, and it served no purpose just for looks. I mean, that's all that was there. And the glass door, I mean, that was, I mean, several hundred thousand dollars just to be able to, you know, transfer through. And I just look at all this, and I'm thinking,
man,
wow.
What a waste.
We had a slip and slide. Golly.
Well, I think about when you're able to spend that type of money, you know, my son says, Dad, how were they able to get a loan for that? I said, son, when you're doing stuff like that, you're not getting a loan. You're just writing a check. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And I started thinking about only in America. Oh. You know, I think about how blessed this country is where someone can spend hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars on slides and water activity and beautification, not necessities. And I'm not here to talk about, you know, hey, should they or not or this. And I'm just thinking of a bigger picture here. Like, wow, what a place. What a place where there's so much wealth that could occur. And I'll never forget what that man told us, Pat, that we met, that millionaire. He said, with great wealth comes great responsibility. A lot of people want wealth. You know, you talk to folks, they wish they had more riches, they wish they had more wealth. But the truth of the matter is that I don't know if many people could be responsible with wealth. I really don't know if people really have thought about the consequences of having wealth go through their hands and their fingers, but most importantly, across their hearts and their mind. What would that do to them, and how would that change them, if any? And maybe we need to start thinking about those things. If God's going to entrust us as the church to have, you know, let's say enormous amount of wealth, what would you do with that? What? Why would God bless you with that? What? Mm-hmm. What would you do? Would you put a $100,000 slide in your backyard, or would you maybe think about other things that you could be doing? And me and my boys, we had this conversation because, you know, they like to give to certain things, and you know, and I think how many poor people could we feed with that, and and how many things could we do with that when you have poor people all around the world? You know, I think about Global Issues as a website, and they share some policy facts on poverty. And they say at least 80% of humanity, 80% of humanity lives on $10 a day.
Wow.
80%. I mean, when you say live, we're talking about housing. We're talking about education. We're talking about light, you know, air conditioning, not, you know, we're talking about food, transportation, $10 a day. I mean, understand that if I took the train from Jersey into the city, that was $7 one way. The toll from New Jersey into Manhattan was $15. And we're talking about 80% of humanity. 80% of humanity lives on less than $10 a day. More than 80% of the world's population lives in countries where income differentials are widening. They say that the poorest 40% of the world's population accounts for 5% of global income, and the richest 20% accounts for 3/4 of the world's income. According to UNICEF, 22,000 children die each day due to poverty. In 7 days, that's 144,000 children. In 1 7-day week, in a month, what is that? Almost 300,000 children in a month.
Uh-huh.
And in a year, maybe 3 million plus children die a year of just hungry. I mean, and you look at that, and say they die quietly in some of the poorest villages on earth, far removed from the security and the conscience of the world. Being meek and weak in life makes them makes these dying multitudes even more visible in death. And you look at, I mean, I can just go on and on and on and on about these statistics. They say that 72 million children of primary school age in the developing world were not in school in 2005. 72 million. Things that we take for granted. I just learned here recently that in some countries, people have to pay to send their children to go to elementary school. Who would have thought? There's no such thing as public education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Things that we take for granted. And I believe that what the Bible says is true. To whom much is given, much is required. And it's time for us to maybe look and take inventory. No, not of what we don't have, but more of what we do have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time for us to sit back and as we're sitting on the couch and looking at the big screen and looking at the other areas and start looking at all the stuff that surrounds us and say, God has indeed blessed us. What are we doing with the blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 19:17 says, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. Listen, when you're giving to the poor, you are lending to God, and God, I believe, is going to hold us accountable. What are we going to do with the blessing that the Lord has given us? I want to encourage you. Look to do something for the needy. Look to provide them food. Look to educate them. Look to clothe them and to house them from what the Lord has blessed you with. Not only will God bless you, but it's just the right thing to do. Listen, there's so many people that are in need today. And if you're a blessed one, that's a great way to have an attitude of gratitude and have the joy that Steve was talking about in the previous segment. We need the joy of the Lord. Give. And I'm telling you, you'll be blessed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.